Not all women are as wise as Judy. Years ago, I knew a sweet young girl who was really dumb. She had a very tender heart, which she thought was God's love and compassion in her. And she always showed a weakness for guys who needed her. Her name was Sunny, and she was as fair and lovely as the sunshine she was named for. Sunny always picked up hitchhikers to witness to, even though the older folks told her this practice was not wise. One day she picked up a young man of Arab descent, who looked and talked very romantic. To make a long story short, Sunny married him. She was soon pregnant with their first child, and in a matter of weeks the violence began. Over the next 7 years, Sunny was regularly subjected to his alcoholic rages and beatings, and she endured his flaunting unfaithfulness. She and the children were alone for days at a time, even weeks, as her husband stayed away with friends. He returned home to vent his rage and take the few dollars she earned to support their growing family. When Sunny was pregnant with their third baby, Ahmed came home drunk and tried to kill her with a butcher knife. Only the miraculous intervention of Almighty God spared her life. Every time Ahmed came home raging drunk, Sunny would leave the house with loud railing accusations and go to her mother's home and cry out her sorrows. She would get on the phone and call all of her friends and tell them what Ahmed was doing to her. But she did not leave him. One day I saw her at a church meeting, huddled a sodden mass of tears and exhaustion. Sunny confessed to plotting her husband's murder. She said she couldn't tolerate life anymore as it was, but her children needed her, so she had decided to kill Ahmed instead. Her murder plan was well thought out and could have succeeded if God had not stopped her. I spent hours in prayer and counseling with Sunny that evening. I asked her to make a decision, either to leave Ahmed once and for all and put the pieces of her life back together, or to stay with him and begin a campaign of winning his heart and saving their life together. I fully expected her to leave him that night, but I discovered something amazing about her. Sunny really wanted God's will in her life. She had grasped an eternal vision about life, and she now believed God could save her man. I knew of Sunny's weakness to blab everything. She couldn't keep a secret to save her life. I also knew her husband was a very private man, and that her blabbing about his sins kept him in a rage, as it would most lost men. I explained to Sunny that in order to win her husband's heart, she needed to reverence him. This did not mean she had to see some goodness or worth in him that was not really there, but that she needed to show him esteem for the sake of her children and herself. Sunny already did everything else right. She was obedient, faithful, cheerful, a keeper at home, and a helpmeet. I encouraged her to go one step further and to look for an opportunity to reverence her husband. She was not to speak ill of him again. Her conversations with others, as well as with him, would be only praise and appreciation. Sunny had a learner's heart. She took my advice, and the change in her husband was obvious in just 1 week. It is amazing how vulnerable a man is when a woman treats him with honor. He stopped going off with his drunken friends and got a job so he could help support the family. He came to church occasionally and seemed amazed at the comments people made. Sunny says you play the saxophone like a genius. Sunny told us you were a handsome man. We've been looking forward to meeting you, Sunny's told us. Ahmed was shocked, and Sunny continued on her mission. A week or so later, she got an encouraging boost in the form of a dream. She dreamed that a top government official came to the office building where her husband worked on a cleaning crew. The official had a meeting with the manager of the business and told him, "I need to hire a man for a managerial position in my department. The qualifications required are faithfulness, hardworking, honesty, punctuality, and intelligence. No special education needed. We can always teach him what he doesn't know, but we can't give him work ethics. So do you have anybody who has a good work ethic like that?" The manager answered, "I have one guy who fits that profile, but he's just the cleanup man." In Sunny's dream, the government official said, "I don't care if the guy can't read or write. If he's a faithful, hard-working guy that I can trust and depend on, I'll hire him and double his wages." In Sunny's dream, her husband was hired by the government official to fill a managerial position. When Sunny awoke, she excitedly told her husband the dream. She was sure that it was a sign he was destined for greatness. Remember what we learned when we studied Mr. Visionary. How greatness is a state of soul, not certain accomplishments or the lack of them. Previously, when Sunny called her friends to tell them what a creep her husband was, she was reinforcing to him the belief that she thought he was a loser. She publicly shamed him, and he continued to be shameful. Her opinion became his frame of reference. Now Sunny began to publicly exalt him, with miraculous results. Ahmed thought her dream was silly, but he held his head a little higher when he went to his regular job the next day, on time. Sunny went to her mother's house and got on the phone. She called all of her friends and told them her dream. This time Ahmed didn't mind her blabbing. To my knowledge, Ahmed is still on a cleaning crew, and Sunny's dream was just that, a dream. But it expressed her heart toward her husband, and her opinion of him was far more important to him than any job he could ever get. When she dreamed he was a winner and told it around, Ahmed tried to live up to that image. Ahmed found such pleasure and life in his wife's praise that he became interested in her God. In time, he trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. The last time I saw Ahmed and Sunny, they were growing in the Lord together. As the scripture says, she won him without the word, the Bible, by her conversation, 1 Peter 3:1. God's way works. Who would have ever believed it? Sunny did, but then she didn't have the disadvantage of cultural studies and modern Greek scholars.